Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow, where we sit back and kind of talk about the latest episode of the CW hit series, Arrow. We're going to be talking about October 26th episode. It was called Penance. And I'm not alone. No, I do have my friend Anna B., from Australia, but yes, our time zones are totally whack because I'm here in the States of Texas, and she's over there across the pond. Well, not even across the pond, like Asterius is on the other side of the planet, pretty much, almost, kind of, sort of. But so what I did was, instead of her writing a review like she did last time, I said, you know what, record your Australian accent. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my thoughts right here. I'm just going to run down them real quick. And then I'm going to kick it off to her. I have no idea what she said. I might jump in afterwards. Or I might just end it there because she just nails it. So we'll see what happens, right? All right. So I'm looking at my notes here. Definitely felt I really liked the start to this episode. Seeing all the team together and trying to take out a bad guy. But I've got to say, I just can't see Curtis as a superhero. Am I the only one? Or is everybody like, you can do it? Because I just can't see it. He really needs to just stay. I think that's what it was. I think I just got used to seeing him staying on a computer with Felicity. Like, them two sitting at a computer would be phenomenal. Not saying that Felicity can't do it by herself, but man, both of them, Wonder Twin powers, activate. That would be totally cool, but I just can't see Curtis that way. And then another thing that kind of bothers me a little bit, he's got one of them big fros, which I like, okay? And then when he goes into his superhero thing, he puts the corn rolls in, you know? I have friends that wear corn rolls. My friend Crisco Kid, I remember, it took hours to do that. So how the hell does he have time to, like, we're gonna hit the streets, hold on a second, and then super corn roll activate? I don't know, but I'm just not digging the hair. I'm just not digging it. Like, even like when he had his arms folded when they're all like you know, scolding Oliver and like, you're not gonna go get Diggs. I could believe Renee because he's cool, but I want to choke him sometimes. I can't even remember the girl's name, but I like her. And then Curtis is just, doesn't look tough. Does not look tough. But yeah, I'm just, as you can see. The DA guy, I call him the Christian Bale lookalike. I'm not sure what to think about him either. And what I'm saying that is like, I like his role. I like him as a character. I like the fact that he's helping Oliver and Thea and the whole crew, but something about him doesn't mix well. Could be just because I just don't trust new people when they come on shows, but something about him just seems a little bit odd, and I don't know. Am I the only one? I don't know, Arrow fans. Let me know. Let's see what else. Thea was extremely hot in this episode. I don't know what it is. I think it's because I was tweeting out during it and while I was watching, and I was hitting up Anna B., And I was telling her, man, she's getting hotter. I mean, she was already hot, and then when she started fighting, she was becoming hot. And now she's like, I don't know if it's just because she's like in this power role. Because let's be honest, she's definitely running the city for Oliver. Like, Oliver is doing his thing, and she's just kind of handling it. And they might as well make her the mayor. But I don't know about y'all, but did y'all notice when they were talking to Christian Bale? She had that little midriff. She was showing a little belly button. I don't know if that's. I don't see my mayor people looking like that here. where I live. I mean, she was showing that little belly button. I don't know if that was like attire for. I mean, I'm not complaining at all, but I was just drawn to the belly button. I don't know what. Was I the only one? I was just looking at the belly button. Let's see here. I'm so glad that Rags is back on the team. I knew he couldn't stay away. He's just too badass of a character. And I think even Felicity knows, because at first, you know, like when they're about to go out there without Oliver at the end of this episode, and she's like, "Kid, you three are going to get killed." And then all of a sudden Rags is like, "Let us decide." She's like, "Okay, let's take a vote." I was like, yeah, it's obvious that Rags, he's probably, he could probably whip all three of their asses. Let's be honest, because he's got the cloak thing that, it's just totally badass. Just the way that it was, blocking bullets and blocking off explosions. Too freaking cool. Curtis gets the knife in the back. Yes. And I know some of y'all are out there like, "Mike, why are you being so mean to Curtis?" I'm not. It's just like, he doesn't belong on the streets. He doesn't. He belongs behind a computer helping out Felicity. So I was hoping that this dagger in the back, at first I was like, "Geez, are they going to kill him?" But, you know, he's hurt. But no, it didn't work, because I'm sure he wants to go back out on the streets. But I was hoping that he'd be like, "You know what? This is not for me. I'm going to stay behind a computer with Felicity." But yeah, that was cool, because I need that push for Curtis, because he just can't do it. No. Wild Dog decides to take on Church, a.k.a. Tyrese, gets his ass whooped and deserves it. Now, let me tell you about Wild Dog. I am a fan of Renee. I am. I like the actor. I like his movies. I miss the fro, because I remember back in the day he had the big old fro now. And the dude's been lifting. He's been eating right. But he's just, Renee's got a chip on his shoulder, and I wish he would just get over it already, because he's, every time the team goes out, he's always jumping the gun and screwing it up for everybody, and I like him. He's just irritating me, and I want to punch him in his balls. I have faith he's going to get it together, and I guess we'll see what happens, but yeah, and now he's going to get tortured by Church, and you know he's going to give all the goods. Right? Because commercial shows it that, you know, he knows you're Oliver Queen. Way to go, Renee. So he's not as tough as he claims he is, because Church definitely broke his ass. Let's see. The whole plane thing, rescuing Diggs. I like the whole prison thing. That was cool. And Oliver going in there and doing it, which you would think this big-time prison that's supposed to be not harboring. Is that a word? Is that the word I'm looking for? Or I don't know. But you would think that the security would be better. And they sucked. And that's the only reason why Oliver was able to get in there. But the whole plane thing, and then she's got the big plane, the bomber plane, and then all of a sudden, Oliver's like, "Don't move." And then all of a sudden, that would hurt them, right? And it just pulled. And I know that some of y'all are like, "Seriously, Mike? You think they believe that?" You know, yes, I believe that Oliver could jump out of a building, shoot an arrow at a helicopter, and swing her. I can believe that more than I can believe them standing still. I don't know. I just, the ending, I thought it was a good episode. I liked it. I really did. And I know it sounds like I was complaining. It's just that I love this show so much. And then, you know, I just have my emotions. And I think that's what makes a good TV show, is when you can want to punch somebody one episode, and then you want to hug them the next episode. And a lot of my emotions were flying in this episode. And team needs to get together. Because I know there's some bad guys. What's his name? Prometheus is out there still. Yeah. All right. So that's enough of me. Thumbs up on the episode. I really like Penance. Let's see what Anna B from Australia said. Here we go. What's up, Anna B?
Hi, Mike. This episode, Penance, was not one of my favorite.
What?
This time. It was three stories in one. Dealing with the breakout of Dig, and we also had the vigilante team going up on their own against Tobias Church, and also we have the flashbacks of Oliver finally being initiated into the Bratva.
True.
So Oliver plans to get Dig out with the help of Lila, and of course Felicity is totally against this, and she's the only one that will speak up against Oliver doing this. So trying to get her vigilante team to try and stop him is pointless. And, of course, Oliver doesn't like anyone standing up to him.
That was awesome.
And they had no hope in hell to stop him.
Hell no!
Apparently, if you'd watched social media of Stephen Amell, he broke his nose. And that fight that you saw with his team on the road trying to stop him, that's where he broke his nose.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I just thought it was a little bit far-fetched that Oliver could break into an army prison and get dig out. I mean, really.
I know.
It shouldn't have happened. And of course, Dig wanted to stay in prison so he can do his penance for killing Andy, but Oliver wants him out so he can be Spartan. The only good thing I liked about that was when the plane came along and winched him up into it, and then there was freedom for Dig. So with Oliver absent, Felicity and the team had to deal with Tobias Church, who was running amok, and he wanted to get one of his goons out of custody. So they went in and tried to protect everybody. But that all backfired on them, and Wild Dog got caught by Church, and now he's being tortured. And, of course, we know why he kept him, and so we can get information on Green Arrow because he's so close to him. So yep. I'm sure the next episode will be focused on that, trying to get the info he can get.
True that.
And we'll also have Oliver and the team trying to free him. To me, it was a bland episode.
What? Wow.
So what did you think of it?
Oh, man. You already know what I think of it, Arrow fans. I can't wait to see because she's going to – I think she's out of town. I think she's on vacation. I don't know. I think she's going somewhere on a plane. So I wish she was here because then I would so be like, you're so wrong, Australian. But it's obvious. People, look, she didn't care too much for it. We had the similar kind of opinions on stuff, but man, I liked the episode definitely more than Anna B, right? All right, well, I think that's it, people. I think we're done with our review for Penance. Coming up, the next one, I don't know if Anna B will be with me because I know that she might be traveling. Hopefully she'll be able to give me something. I don't know. I guess it could be just me, maybe. If you want to check out more of our reviews, you can go on iTunes. Got them on iTunes now. If you search Talking Arrow, you will see my little face, little bald cartoon character there. If you don't have iTunes, you can always go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, and you can check out Arrow there, plus my recap shows for The Flash and all of some other shows that I do. If you want to check out my blog, I've been giving away stuff, posting stuff there. You can check out iWatchMike.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, iWatchMike on Facebook, Snapchat, Mike the Movie Guy. I think that's it. I mean, everything's on my blog, iWatchMike.com. So there it is. All right, people. Have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all the Arrow love, the likes, the retweets, all that good stuff. We're just fans, just regular fans that love to talk about Arrow. All right, that's it. Have a good one. I will talk to y'all soon.